This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, well, we have none other than Stephanie Joy. Hi, Steph.
Hi, Bradley.
How are things going?
They're going.
All right. Folks, I just want to let you know that if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And, friends, as well, you can go over and pick up your phone. Give us a call at any time over the next 2 hours. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, just wanted to let you know that there's much to talk about, much to cover. One of the hot topics right now concerning what's going on across the land, namely, is the lesbian mayor in Houston who's attacking pastors. Well, we've been talking about that over the last 3 days. And again, what happened is the American people responded. They stood up against this lesbian mayor who is committing crimes against nature and crimes against her own people. Of course, if she's at war with God, she's going to be at war with the people. And we see that she has stood down, and she's trying to distance herself along with the attorney that tried to bring forth the subpoenas to these pastors, demanding that they actually turn over the documentations of their sermons that they give to their congregants on a weekly basis, which is completely unconstitutional. Folks, we've been talking about this for a long time, and we told you exactly what's going to happen, and we're beginning to see the teeth day by day concerning these victims, as you know, the homosexuals, the victims of what? The victims of law, the victims of our constitutional republic, and they are at war with anybody that disagrees through totalitarian methods. They love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then cry victim as they perpetuate the crimes. And that is exactly what's happening in your country today. But the good news, my friends, is this. They stood down. They backed off. Why? Because the American people responded. And when the American people respond, what's the result? The result is resolve. You put them in their place. But I think this is the greatest question from all across the country concerning those that are listening to us out of Houston, Texas right now. How is it that you allowed a lesbian to take headship over the people there? Because it's not representation concerning the homosexuals or totalitarian individuals or these Saul Alinsky students or anyone that actually is appointed by this criminal administration. It's not about representation. It's about taking headship and playing God to the people, playing the demigod, trying to rise above the rules that we're all ruled by, namely the laws of our Constitution.
That surprises me, too.
I think everybody's asking the question. I've heard this over and over and over again. How is it she got in there? Well, I can tell you this. Probably not lawfully.
Right. You know, you're thinking Texas. You're thinking, you know, don't mess with Texas. These are the boys that are like the cowboys, and we're going to drive you out of here.
Well, that's what the pastor said is don't mess with Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm so glad the pastors rose up. But my question is, just like you're asking, is how did she even get there in the first place? And you're right. It probably wasn't lawfully. But when you look and say, this doesn't add up, the mayor mayor of Houston is a lesbian who is attacking pastors and going against their freedom of speech, trying to subpoena their sermons. I mean, this just doesn't add up.
Well, it totally adds
up. If we were in
up.
New York or San Francisco, I'd maybe understand it a little bit more.
I get what you're saying.
But here we're in Texas. Like, this is not... You know,
yeah, but what does add up is what I shared with the people over the last week is the fact that when you look across to Canada, you can see what the homosexuals did when they got their way. The first thing they did is they stepped on the country's preamble where they acknowledged God Almighty. And then the first thing they did once they got their way concerning homosexual marriage, which it is not about, they think they're getting their way when in fact they're digging the pit that they themselves are going to be pushed into. But interestingly enough, the homosexuals, the first thing they did, the radicals, was they attacked the church.
Right.
They told them who they could marry and who they couldn't marry. You're beginning to see this trickle into the United States of America because people, for the most part, are not paying attention about as to what this is really about. The second thing the radical homosexuals did in Canada was what? Attack homeschoolers. They told the homeschoolers, no longer can you teach your children, listen to what I said, no longer can you teach your children, said the less than 1.7% of the population. And I'm talking about in America here, but they're trying to do the same thing as what they're doing over in Canada. But it's interesting, the first thing they said is you're not going to teach your kids anymore as to, you know, the fact that homosexuality is an abomination or a sin before a just and a holy God. The third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old concerning the males in Canada to 14 years old. Well, folks, you're seeing the exact same thing done here. And you're seeing it in this country because the people at large have not risen up and dealt with these victims of law, friends. And shamefully to the American people, you can see what's at the end of their agenda, and it's always the kids.
Yep.
And we can see that that's what's going on over in Canada. We can see that that's what they're trying to do here. We can see, going back to this Houston queer mayor, that's trying to basically lawfully, this is what they're calling it, lawfully implement a new policy where they have transgender bathrooms in Houston where the men can use women's bathrooms if they so choose.
Yeah.
Wait, in Texas, don't they have a border problem over there?
I think I read that somewhere.
Isn't it interesting that for some reason the federal government is just pushing the homosexual agenda down the throats of the American people, regardless if they want it or not? And the fact of the matter is people don't want it in this country, then I would have to lay that to the candor of the American people that are allowing it and ask you the question, if you don't want it, then why are you tolerating it? Because through tolerating it and apathy, this is actually giving them just permission to go ahead and do the things that they're doing today. That's why we always say, it adds strength to tyranny to remain silent when you should protest. It also makes men and women cowards again. And who said that? Love him or hate him, he was right. Abraham Lincoln. So I thought I would just use a little ostentatious erudition.
I like that. It
did sounds, you like that?
Oh, very wise indeed.
Do I need to do that, though?
No,
I mean,
no,
I don't
no.
have to quote wise men or just great men to show that I am, said Abigail to John Adams.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To show that you are. And basically, I think, well, you know, you just speak forth plainly the truth and people understand it. You know, even Sam, our 10-year-old, does these articles on Sons of Liberty Media, and they just go through the roof. Why? Because it's the heart of a child, it's the simplicity of a child, and people really can understand and grasp what he's saying. So our message is the same. It's simple, it's straightforward, and people can understand it because it's straightforward the truth.
Yeah, it's not difficult, is it?
That's right.
Hey, folks, did you know that Barack Hussein Obama, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, check out the scroll, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Barack Hussein Obama says that the United States is one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world. This is what he just told the French press over there. I mean, does the man know how to tell the truth? Let's expose that when we get back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Steph wanted to highlight really quick with this queer lesbian mayor in Houston, Texas, was actually trying to shove down, I'm sure it was in the fine print, Stephanie, by the way, but yeah, she was trying to shove this down the throats of the American people. But listen to some of the details in this bill. It was called the bathroom bill, friends.
Right.
Listen carefully.
So when you think of bathroom bill, you think it just extends to, well, men who want to use women's bathrooms are allowed to do so. That's
well,
not
no, no, no. Wait a second. You said, you know,
I'm not saying
you just want to, don't demean it or belittle it, right?
Right.
I mean, it's pretty sick.
That's obviously sick. Totally
yes.
Sick. I didn't mean to say just, but when you say bathroom bill, you think, well, it confines itself to bathrooms. That must be what they're talking about, because that's the impression that you get when you hear the word
okay,
bathroom
now,
bill.
Now, this is why you're called a bigot and a hater.
Right.
Just so everybody understands, when you begin to uncover them for what it's really about concerning the radical homosexual agenda, this is when the state-run media puts hit pieces out on you, where they begin to polarize and demonize, and if they have to, they'll even sick a jihad out on you. But don't fear, friends. God is bigger than these little minions, okay? Just so everybody can stay on the same page. But again, this is the kind of stuff that you uncover, and then they begin to label you as a hater and or a bigot.
That's right.
So I'm a bigot.
That's right, yes.
Are you
I'm
a bigot?
Bigot, too. That's right.
Do you want to be a bigot?
I stand for the truth.
Amen.
The word of God. Now, Ms. Parker, the mayor of Houston, again, this bathroom bill not only requires women, this is what it includes, it requires women to let sexually confused men use their bathrooms, locker rooms, and shower facilities.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine you're a married man, you know, married couple, you have family, whatever, you know, let's say that your wife goes to work out somewhere, you know, some gym someplace, and all of a sudden some male walks in and starts using the shower right where your
wife's
at.
He's going to get beat up pretty bad.
Of course.
Yeah.
But we have to understand
See, but they're trying to make laws that if you touch that perverted individual for violating common sense laws of morality, that, you know, they want to protect those that are perpetuating the crimes more than those that are actually victimized. But we live in a society where they show more compassion for the criminal than they do the victim.
Right, and this is...
That's pretty sick.
This is very sick, and if you're looking for more information on this, we have a nice article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Mayor Anise Parker should resign today, done by Brian Fisher. So please check it out. Lots of shares of...
American.
Right. understand the depth and the length that these people are willing to go. It's almost like you're almost aghast. Like, are you kidding me that you would even think of such a gesture, even bring that forward?
Yeah.
I mean, what's in her mind that she thinks it's okay for sexually confused men to use the showers that women use when it comes to, you know,
well,
locker rooms and facilities?
What's the difference between what she's doing and what she's trying to advocate?
Nothing.
What she is advocating is what she is doing.
That's right. So you have to look at the mind and say, what in the world is going on
in this
woman's
mind? Well, that's why
these
people in the 60s, in schools across the country, these people were to be turned in by children. They were taught in public schools to turn these people in concerning their crimes against nature to the authorities.
Of course, and you could get some, you know, some perverted guy, of course, who could just say, oh, yeah, I'm just sexually confused, want to jump in that locker room. It's like, no, 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 no. Well, the law says this and that. You know, it's a bathroom bill. No, 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 no. She way overstepped her bounds. She needs to be smacked down, and we thank God these pastors.
Well, and they're also baiting kids to out of their curiosity to see what this is all about,
right,
in hopes of actually perverting children. And if you think it's too far out there for me to say that, friends, you might want to look at what they're aiming at through the NEA and through Kevin Jennings and NAMBLA.
Right,
and just last week we exposed another law, as she called herself, professor, that wants to normalize pedophilia. Don't tell me it's way out there, friends. The writing's on the wall. This is a UN global initiative. We just exposed the week before how the Pope came in, the political figure himself, and he began to tell the people that the homosexuals have special gifts and talents to offer to Christians.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, this is like, you know, Satan saying, hey, listen, I got something to offer to you, Jesus.
That's right.
You know, and that is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous doctrine. We need to remain in the light, and we need to stand up together and reprove the works of darkness. And speaking of reproving the works of darkness, friends, did you know that Barack Hussein Obama, this guy, you know, the president of the United States, he spends a lot of time overseas just inciting people towards the American people, doesn't he? Or fabricating lies and just you know, acting like he's kind of like the, well, I don't know, the like Pharaoh of old or something. I mean, it's just like he thinks he's the, you know, he's got the right to go out and police other worlds and bomb other countries. And I don't know where he got that constitutional authority from or where he derived it from, but it's not from the people in the United States of America. But yet he's all over the country now, or all over the world. Now, what's interesting here is, did you know that Brother Barry Satoro, did you know that he said that in France that the United States of America is one of the biggest Muslim nations? Now, I want you to understand something before we start rolling on this very topic, is that Saul Alinsky's got a tactic. You want the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of you than there really is. And so, interestingly enough, going back to Barack, Brother Hussein, who gave an interview just a few days ago with the French television channel Canal Plus. And in that interview, Obama echoed the words of his former DHS advisor, Mohammed El Abayari, when he said that Americans should be educated about Islam, and noting that the U.S. could and should be regarded as a Muslim nation. Obama called the United States of America one of the biggest Muslim nations. That is... You know what, when you parallel that, it's the homosexual radicals, too, that want the American people to believe that 10% of the population is homosexual, when in fact it's less than 1.7% of the population. Now, let me show you some numbers, friends. Again, just to show you how this works, okay? Keep in mind the tactic. Cause them to believe that there's more of us than there really is. Let me again go back in history and go back to Adolf Hitler, friends. Do you realize that people, after their country was destroyed and 12 million people were killed by Hitler's, well, his military, did you realize that people took the time after the fact, when they departed from God, they allowed him to do what he wanted to do? He didn't only kill 12 million, but he also destroyed Germany and populations from across the world that were combating him in his tyrannical ways. Did you know that after it was all said and done with, do you realize that there was nothing behind him?
Yeah.
Everything that he did was promulgated on a lie. That's why he used Joseph Goebbels.
Yep. Good propaganda.
That's it. And these are the people that said the bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it. And it's also interesting to note, when you go to Mengele, who was an SS officer, sick to the core, demonic, the devil incarnate, friends. He said the more that we do to our own people, the less they believe we're doing it.
Yep.
And friends, you've been told from this radio show, day after day, week after week, who's doing it? And it doesn't take a genius to figure it out because we know a tree by its fruit. Okay? But let's go back to this. Obama says that the United States is one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world, really.
It's just a smack in the face. You might as well just walk up to someone and just smack them.
Always use fear and they want to oppress the people. They want the people to just go ahead and forfeit everything and just say, what's the sense? Well, here, I want to tell you what the sense is, okay? 1.5% of the population, that's 4.5 million professing Muslims in America. There's 312 million people in America, friends. But America is now one of the biggest Muslim nations with a total number of 4.5 million professing Muslims. Boy,
liar,
oh boy,
liar,
oh boy.
Liar.
Now listen, since there's approximately 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, the number of Muslims in the United States is approximately 0.3% of the world's Muslim population. So by comparison, there are in between approximately 6 million Jews in the United States who account for approximately a third of the world's Jewish population. Whereas many Americans regard it as a society based on Judeo-Christian values, so therefore it is doubtful if there is one sane American who would define America as a Jewish country. Since there are approximately 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, the number of Muslims in the U.S. is approximately, again, 0.3% of the world population. So by comparison, there are between approximately 6 million Jews in the United States who account for approximately a third of the world's Jewish population, whereas many Americans regard it as a society based on Judeo-Christian values. It is doubtful if there is one sane American who would define it as a Jewish country. But by President Obama's yardstick, France, Germany, the UK, Spain, Italy, and Holland should all be regarded as Muslim nations. In France, which has the biggest Muslim population in Europe, it's 4.5 to 5 million Muslims, which account for 7.5% of the population. In most other Western European countries, Muslims account for approximately 3.5% of the population.
3 to 5%, yep.
3 to 5% of the population. So how is it, friends, that for some reason we have just become one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world? Friends,
so
every single time you pull the curtain back on this criminal administration, you will find that there is nothing behind them. And I'm going to go on and on and on and prove my point. This show should be nothing but an encouragement for those that have fell for the lies that the state-run media means to use against you so that you'll throw your hands up in the air. Oh, no, friends. Hold your ground. We'll be right back.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
See, friends, I really hope this is an expose on how crime works in your country, because this is how they do it. This is how they do it.
That's right.
This is how they do it all of the time. Now, to say this, as to what we've been talking about over the last couple segments, we just did a tea party in Minnesota here. And when I was there, I sat there, and I'm not condemning anybody, friends. I'm exposing the lies that people believe.
That we've been fed.
That's right. So yep. When I was at this tea party, I sat there for an hour, and I listened to someone equip the people for a whole hour on what the enemy is doing. And I was in disbelief. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Because I have a big stand-up, which has a picture of myself kneeling down with a flag in my hand right in front of Arlington Cemetery. And I thought to myself, can you imagine during World War II or any other war, a righteous war? By the way, go to Hosea 8. There was the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. Okay? So going back to World War II, I just thought to myself, you know, when Hitler was doing his thing, you know, did the boys in America, did they rally around the flag to go find out what Adolf Hitler was doing and then actually submit themselves to what he was doing? Or did they actually read the Bible and know the Constitution and actually stand up and equip themselves to go deal with the tyrant to snuff him out? Is that what they did? Now, we're not the type in this country that take counsel from our fears. Because when I go back to the Bible, first and foremost, we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And when I begin to look at the line of the tribe of Judah, he is a man of war. So there is a time to stand up and there's a time to stand down. But why is the state-run media inundating you, America, with lie after lie after lie? And furthermore, why are the American people, especially the people that should know the difference between the lie and the truth, Why are they blowing in the air the voice of the enemy? Why are they adding strength to the enemy? And nobody does it better than the conservatives, friends. Nobody does it better than the conservatives. They take the information, the bone that's been given to them, and then what they do is they go through circular reasoning, and they keep throwing it out to the people, and they keep talking about it over and over and over and over, and they milk it until there's nothing left.
Yeah, and there's no resolve on
it. And there's, it never is,
yeah.
Because if there was resolve, then they wouldn't have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, like you...
We're not equipping the people by giving them information that pulls away their defenses and information that can actually equip them, because the law in this country is the people, so therefore we have to give them a knowledge so they have an understanding why their country is being destroyed, and the only way that you can do that is go back to the Bible and to the Constitution.
Right, exactly. And,
and empower them to deal with the enemy.
Right, and the bone that always gets thrown out, like you said, it goes back and forth, it's circular reasoning, and then it's almost, once it's been chewed up by debates and people's opinions and talk shows and
they drop
it on the ground, and then it catches the other bone, the next bone that gets thrown. Then they reel that thing around and around again, and then they toss it. Oh, Benghazi, let's talk about this for a while. Okay, put that aside. Okay, we got to talk about Fast and Furious. Talk about that for a while. Okay, put that aside. Okay, here's the next, you know, the
whatever happened to the resolve? Contempt of Congress? Whatever happened to jailing Eric Holder? Whatever happened to the law that was supposed to be enforced concerning these criminals in this administration? It just, they kicked a can down the road. They allow tyrants to do what they do. Namely, the American people allow this. And then they expect a different result.
Right.
Like, as if to say, the house is on fire, but it's just not going to burn you.
Yeah, well, just wait till the next election. We'll get it next time around. Next time around, we'll elect all Republicans, and everything will change. Everybody will be different.
They would have learned from that, too.
You know, it's been going back and forth from Republicans to Democrats to Republicans and Democrats. It's been the same stuff.
How many constitutions do we have, Stephanie?
One.
Okay, but yeah, that's a different show. But to sit there and play the left-right paradigm, friends, you have, if you are a Democrat or you are a Republican, friends, I just want you to understand you've already lost the game. And let me assure you of this one thing. You are a part of the game. We are constitutionalists. Just like Benjamin Rush, when he was asked if he was an aristocrat or a Democrat, he was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. He said, I'm neither. He said, I'm a Christocrat.
Amen.
We have one constitution, and both those that represent us and those that fight for us, namely through our military, swear to uphold that constitution with their right hand up in the air, their other hand on the Bible. As they say, I swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means at home here, friends. So help me God. Okay? Dividing conquer is nothing more than the left and the right. That's all it is. It's a different show, friends. But let's get back to this point here. Barack Hussein Obama, the liar, criminal in chief, is once again at it, inciting other countries to lies concerning the American people. And I want to add this, too. America, you are hated by other countries for what you allow your politicians to do to their nations. I want you to understand what I'm telling you. You have foreign nations that hate your guts because of what you allow your representatives to do to their countries. And they have no business in other countries, just so you understand that. But going back to Barack Hussein Obama going over to France and telling them that the United States is now one of the biggest Muslim nations, oh my goodness, friends, the numbers, again, just don't add up. But going back, Muslims are those Muslim immigrants in the second generation who have not succeeded in integrating into the societies in which they live. As a result, have become alienated from them. If even half of Europe's Muslims have this attitude, most likely the true number is far less. We are talking about 2 to 3% of those countries. India has 150 million Muslims. That's 13% of their population, making it the country with the world's biggest Muslim minority, not a majority. Listen to what I'm saying. And the world's third largest Muslim population after Indonesia and Pakistan,
yeah,
is the president's son. He says Pakistan.
Yeah, like he's all...
I'm surprised he doesn't say it like Pakistan.
Does that make him like sound just above us just a little bit more?
That sounds like his native tongue, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
So, however, I disagree that it would result in a positive admonition of the Muhammad death cult. The United States is far from an Islamic country, and which I believe such comments by Obama are inciting insurrection by the American people. Another attempt, just a different avenue, friends. That's all they're doing. So again, I agree with Imam Obama that America does not need to educate herself on Islam, which I again recommend stating. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and check out Barack Hussein Obama. U.S. is one of biggest Muslim nations. So in other words, friends, we've already done our homework, and we just gave you what we found.
Oh,
and it's information that the state-run media does not want you to know of.
That information is so awesome. And it's because, you know what it does? It empowers you. You think, oh, you know, you're always bombarded, whether it be through the newspaper, the media, magazines, whatever, that all this oppressive news. And when you find the truth, in fact, I was just sharing this on the radio earlier today, is one lady, or this week, one lady said when she was listening to Bradley speak at this tea party we did here in Minnesota, she said it was as if you were moving the rock out of the way and letting the sunlight come in. It was almost like her mentality went from a suck coming, this is what they're going to do.
It was gloom and doom.
Yeah, it was all this bad. This is what they're going to do. This is what you're going to, blah, blah, all this stuff. So it's almost like you're just under. And then when you push the rock away and the light comes, like, wait a second. Yeah, we haven't lost the right. Yeah. We still can do this thing. We are the majority.
Right, but the light is the light of men, and his name is Jesus Christ.
That's
and
right.
What's interesting, it's the truth that only the Spirit gives to expose the darkness.
Yeah.
You know, I even heard one lady at this tea party say, you mean we're going to have to give up our constitutional rights? And the first thing I did when I got up there is I said, ma'am, you don't forfeit your rights.
Right.
The only way that you lose your rights is if you want to go ahead and forfeit them.
Give them up.
But if you want to remain a free people, you need to first of all understand that God gave you those rights.
Right.
The state did not give you those rights. Therefore, if the state didn't give them to you, they can't take them away from you. But you do need to understand that it is the fight of faith. And we know the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. We have to remain vigilant concerning what's going on in our country. But going back to the Tea Party, Stephanie, it was a good time. I was glad. Gave me 45 minutes to an hour just to expose what was going on. And I'll tell you what was really interesting is when we were sharing the information in part as to what we're sharing with you right now, friends, I mean, it so excited them and stirred them up, then there was another standing ovation for the truth.
Right, exactly.
And it kind of surprised me, but it didn't, because these people, again, have been so blinded by the state-run media in the ways of the world, but you can't blame other people. You can't blame the government. You can't blame the devil. You can't say the devil made you do anything. You made the choice to do it. And if you want to work with the devil, you better understand one thing as to how he plays.
Yeah.
He doesn't play fair.
And I think what these people at the tea parties are especially feeling is it's almost like they're living in this dry drought. And then when they get this overcoming mentality, the truth from God's word, the light, you know, like you said, the light of man, Jesus Christ, shining down upon them, it's almost as if it just downpours rain on them.
It
and
does.
Their response is, yes, you know, they do the standing ovation. They're so overwhelmed by the truth that's been given, and the fact that they're finding hope. It's like, you know, a rainy season when you've been living in dry drought.
Yeah, by the way, that standing ovation was where Christ was crowned, because it was his truth that exposed the darkness in the first
place.
Right,
and those same reactions are reactions that we get in the schools, too. Students will say, it's like the lights went on.
That's right. But go back to some of the things that they were talking about at the tea party. I'm going to go on with this topic, but again, just highlighting in parallel as to what stands out concerning that Tea Party and what we're trying to share with the people right now. Isn't it interesting? They even talked about how the UN is replacing the Ten Commandments with their version of the Ten Commandments. So it shows you the heart of the enemy, Satan himself, the deluder and the deceiver, as to how he's working through these people through a small, small number on a global basis that are basically buying people off, that are willing to sell their soul to their own undoing to destroy the massive amount of people across the globe to establish a one world government. But it doesn't need to happen. That's what you need to know. And they don't have the support, friends. They don't have the support. With you and God, as John Knox, the great Scottish reformer, said, are the majority. We're going to come right back and say, well, I'm going to put the question to you, friends. Who is it that actually supports the Obama administration anyways? This might surprise you.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from Almighty and the Holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, I'm going to do this really quick. Welcome again back to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. These articles are up on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now on the front scroll.
Yes. The articles are just, they're like home run after home run after home run. I mean,
the anointing is on that breaks the yoke of bondage over the people that they need to understand. Listen, I want people to clearly understand, you're not going to win any war in sin. You're going to win it in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So as long as we got that out of the way, these are the people that I'm talking about that know the difference between right and wrong. If you go back to the preachers of the day at the turn of the century, do you know that it was just a given? You didn't commit sin.
Right.
Because the government wouldn't tolerate sin. As a matter of fact, it was John Adams that said the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin. Some might say, what is sin? Sin is the violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. It's not missing the mark. That is a watered-down version, friends. Has nothing to do. What do you mean missing the mark? It's violating the law. And what happens when you violate the law? You get in trouble for it, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And what you see in the natural is a manifestation of the spiritual. So when I'm offering hope, I'm only offering hope in Christ, friends. If you're outside of Christ, first of all, read God's moral law. Exodus 20. Let it drive you to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more. Put your faith after repentance, which is wrought in you by the Holy Ghost, and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and press into the kingdom of heaven, and don't stop until he revives everything that has to do with you in your life.
Yeah, you know, when you were saying that, I was just thinking about it. Can you imagine if your child did something wrong, okay? They were disobedient. Let's say they lied or they stole something. Would you look at your little kid and say, hey, son, listen, you just really missed the mark. Your kid's going to say, what?
Yeah.
I did what? You missed the mark. What's the mark? Well, you know, the mark, you missed it. No, you would say, listen, here's the standard. Here's the Ten Commandments. God says it's wrong to lie.
No.
Violated
a better analogy.
That's
a good one.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. But let's go over again to the highway. I'm going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Yep.
The cop pulls me over. He doesn't say to me, you missed the mark.
Right.
He points his finger at the law that's posted and says, you have violated that speed limit by 15 miles per hour.
Oh, that makes sense.
He gives you a clear understanding of what law you break. And then he brings forth a judgment if it's your first ticket, and he writes it out and he puts it in your hand. But what is America taught? They're taught to go ahead and rip up the ticket, throw it at the cop's feet, through the professed church, by the way, and say, who are you to judge me? That's how backwards things have become in this country. Oh, you're so judgmental, Brad.
Yeah,
nope, I love God.
The
if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them, friends.
That's right.
Know what we're talking about.
And people despise the law when they should be loving that law, because that law is what produces liberty throughout our land.
A good cop loves his government so much and his country and his people so much that he enforces the law against those that commit the crime that produces liberty for those at large.
That's right.
Does the cop pull you over because he hates you and it's a personal thing? No, he pulls you over because you are endangering everybody else. So therefore, what he's doing through judgment is bringing forth mercy to the people that are at large that are being endangered by this individual that doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. That's why he's violating the law. The cop comes along and deals with them and says, enough is enough. You do it again, you're going to jail.
And whether or not that person realizes that at the time, too, the cop is also doing a service to the person who's driving, because they're not only endangering everybody else, but they're also endangering themselves. So whether or not they want to look at it as a favor, as a, wow, I guess you're right, I really should be slowing down. I didn't even realize this could be my own destruction. That's a lot of times what the law of God does, is it's, oh, I didn't even realize I was on that wrong path. I didn't realize I was speeding and violating. I didn't know what those commandments were. I didn't realize that the command was holy and good.
Yes.
And I'm sinful and
the
wretched.
The commandment is holy. The law is holy, just, and good.
And good, that's right. So when you look and you think, wow, that's exactly the purpose of the law, is to make you realize your state and say, oh my goodness, I violated that law. I need to repent and then drive accordingly and then live my life accordingly.
Exactly. According to Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, we've been talking about how the enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. I asked you the question right before the break, who actually supports this Obama administration, friends? Well, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Again, talking of Saul Alinsky, it came from his book, Rules for Radicals. Now, we all know that this administration, and namely Barack Hussein Obama, the Chicago organizer, or so we're told, he admires Saul Alinsky, who actually accredited his book to none other than Satan himself, just so you know. Again, showing you that the apple does not fall too far from the tree. So, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. This is exactly how this administration is doing what it's doing today. Going back even to the topic of homosexual marriage. The federal court, what they're doing right now, they're shoving gay marriage down the throats of the American people. Again, never in the history of mankind. It has nothing to do with homosexual marriage. It has everything in the world actually empowering them, in hopes of empowering them, to silence those that are actually dissenting or protesting their crimes. This is an attack, an assault on your First Amendment right, friends. Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. That's all it has to do with. It has to do with using the intellectuals to upend, as a political battering ram, mind you, but to upend your sovereignty. So they, instead of you being ruled by the God of heaven and Jesus Christ, they want to be the demigods. They want to rule the roost. And you can see that your government today, again, through this administration, I'm not saying all government's bad. I'm simply saying we're talking of criminals in government. You're seeing them attempt to usurp the things of God. And we've seen this in this country for how many years now? How many decades now? And again, the American people stand back and tolerate it. And instead of the church actually changing the culture, now what they're doing is they're trying to win the culture by becoming the culture.
That's right. You need Christ when I'm exactly like you, and you're no different than me, and I'm no different than you, but you need what I got. It's like,
how does that work?
It doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. That's like a sick individual laying in a bed saying, hey, why don't you let me give you a blood transfusion, because I know you're sick too, but I think I can heal you this way.
Yeah, it's
well,
like,
people
what?
Need to realize he's diseased, and he wants to give you a blood transfusion of what? Nothing less than diseased blood. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that's
it makes
stupidity.
Sense. Yeah, because basically when the church is saying, listen, we need to win the world, but yet they're using the world's methods, the world looks back at the church and says, why are you trying to win me than you? I'm influencing you. You're not even influencing me. You're trying to win me by my own methods.
Well, when you look at going back to the topic of homosexual marriage today, who does the state-run media look for? It looks for the one pastor or priest or perverted individual that's preaching from the pulpit that agrees with homosexuality.
That's right.
That's what they're looking for.
Yep.
Friends,
and make it seem like everybody else out there feels the same way.
That's right. And if you don't, then they'll attack you and they'll attempt to belittle you. But friends, that's where men must play the men. Going back to my point. Now, as we see the amnesty debate rage on, one has to ask, why is it so important for this criminal administration to give a license to illegals to come into America? Well, most Americans are under the delusion that people favor this administration. The real question is, friends, who exactly supports Barack Hussein Obama? So let's go down memory lane and recollect just who, so you've been told, gives him all of the support. I want you to think about what I just said. Because I said this long, long before the amnesty debate took place, or it began. He's got all this support from the American people. Why does he need the illegals coming over? Because he doesn't have the support from the blacks the way that you've been told that he's got the support of the black population. I'm not talking about the welfare state and the entitlement attitude jokers. No, I'm not talking about those. Those slaves are already set. I'm talking about the black population at large. Now, going over to the Hispanic population, well, we've been told that all these Hispanic folks, man, they support Barack Hussein Obama. Do they? I can tell you firsthand, friends, he does not have their support the way the state-run media would have you believe that he's got their support. No, he doesn't. I have many black friends. You know, and I want to say to those that might be listening that are entitlement attitudes, you're getting a little handout from the government, you need to keep in mind there's a lot of people in America that are working their butts off to make sure that you're covered. What are you doing to get out of the state that you're in right now? Because if you're not, you know what I say? I say, God damn you. Is what I say. I say you're a part of the problem. And I say what Jesus said. If you're not going to work, neither should you eat. If you're not going to work, neither should you eat. You know, what comes to my aid was when we had none other than a 90-year-old woman named Harriet Tubman. She was asked towards the end of her life. Harriet Tubman used to be a slave. And what she did once she was liberated, she went back into these little communities to set the other slaves free. She wanted to get them out of where they were at. She wanted to get the bond of slavery off of them. She was asked the question, Miss Tubman, you've set thousands of slaves free, haven't you? She said, yes, I have, and I could have set thousands more free had they known that they were slaves. Folks, we're going to come back right after this break. Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Let's keep running down this discourse, friends. I love this topic. Nothing better than exposing crime and who's responsible.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.